Well, hi, church. Thank you for checking in. We're in the book of Joshua today. We're going to do chapter 21. We're getting through it. And chapter 21 is the last tribe of Israel to get their allotment of land. And now I know I said at the end of chapter 19, I said Joshua went last and Joshua inherited his land last. As he's a good leader, he's making sure his people are taken care of before he worries about himself. But the Levites are actually last, but the Levites are different. And so you stand by my idea that Joshua went last because he's a good leader. The Levites were specifically not supposed to get an inheritance of their own land. The Levites were supposed to move in to the land that other tribes were already occupying. And so that's why the Levites are listed last. The Levites are a tribe of Israel. They're descended from Levi, one of the sons of Jacob. And they are unique, though. They are different. Moses and Aaron were of the tribe of Levi. You probably know that. The Levites don't get their own land. The Levites are supposed to live among the other tribes. And they have a spiritual purpose in Israel that is different from the other tribes. The other tribes are just kind of treated the same. Now we know Judah is always a kind of a standout among the tribes, but they're all treated the same. They get their own areas of land. Their job is to occupy them. Their job is to serve the Lord there. But it's the Levites who are supposed to be the spiritual leaders among these tribes. The Levites are used in the Bible for several purposes. They are teachers. They are teachers of God's word. In 2 Chronicles 17, there's a king. His name is Jehoshaphat. And he is a good, God-fearing king. And he is leading reforms. And he sends a bunch of Levites out, along with some other leaders, it says, to teach God's law. Just go around the nation teaching it. Go to the public square. Go anywhere they can and teach God's law. They have a command, a letter from the king telling them, authorizing them to do this and commanding them to do it. They're teachers. When Ezra, after the exile, after Babylon, and they're coming back, Ezra becomes the great spiritual leader of Israel. And all over the place, chapter 9, at one particular place that comes to mind, he's like, I need some Levites. I need Levites to help me. And they're teachers. They help him proclaim and teach and promote the reading and the study and the practice of God's law in Israel. The Levites also have other spiritual duties during the tabernacle times, which in the book of Joshua would be included there, before they built the temple, before Solomon gets the temple done. The Ark of the Covenant, everything's in a tabernacle. It's a big, big tent. And the Levites have all sorts of tasks to set up the tent, carry the equipment, take care of the equipment. And when they're moving, like in the times of Moses going through the wilderness, in the time of Joshua conquering all the land, it's Levites. There's different families and clans within the Levites. And you see these here in chapter 21. There's the Kohathites, the Merarites, the Gershonites, and so on. They each have specified responsibilities within the care of the tabernacle. So they are taking care of it. They're literally their physical labor, their manual labor. They're picking stuff up and carrying it and scrubbing it, and they're maintenance workers. They are also used at different times, especially the Kohathite tribe or whatever, for worship, for singing praise, for a lot of the psalms of Israel in the book of Psalms and other ones that are sung at different times. You know, read your Kings and Chronicles and stuff. They periodically break into song. Oftentimes it's Levites leading that. Now within the Levites, there's the priestly line, and this is descended, of course, from Aaron. Aaron is a Levite, but within the tribe of Levi, there's the priests, and the priests have to be descended from Aaron, or else they're not real priests. Ezra bumps into that. They lose track of their genealogy during the Babylonian times, and you're not a priest then. you're not a priest anymore if you can't prove you're descended from Aaron. So the priests are Levites, but the Levites are not priests. I hope that makes sense. Anyway, they're given land all over the place. And it divides them out here in chapter 21. They get pasture land and they get cities. And if you read about these guys back in Deuteronomy, where God is laying all this out for them, and Numbers, I believe, also goes into it a little bit as well. Numbers chapter 35 goes into this in detail. They're given told to live among these various cities, and they get the land directly surrounding the cities, out to 1,000 cubits. A cubit is a foot and a half. It's basically the measurement of an average man's elbow to the tip of their middle finger. Usually it's about 18 inches. 1,000 cubits of land in the perimeter around the cities, that the Levites are given. And that's called pasture land, and they use it to raise animals and stuff on pasture. And the tithe, the people of Israel are supposed to bring a tithe to pay for and support the Levites. And the Levites' job is to be salt of the earth in every city, in every tribe, all around Israel. And that's why they're put into so many of these cities and everything else. And they don't have their own land. They're given the land of other tribes, and those tribes are supposed to take care of them and sustain them. And the Levites go through periods of time when there's good times of revival and reform happening. Typically, it is Levites who are a significant part of it. And then other times, Israel's fallen into total disrepute, falling far away from God. You can read about this at the end of the book of Judges. There is a Levite who is just totally way out of line. And this is that, unfortunately, that's very commonplace as well. The spiritual leaders lead the nation spiritually. And if the spiritual leaders lead the nation well, then the nation will grow spiritually. If the spiritual leaders do not, and they fail, and they're spiritual leaders no matter what, just a matter of what kind of spirit and what direction and so on. The application here for you, assuming you are a believer, is that you are a Levite. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are commanded to go and make disciples of all the nations and teach them, like the Levites do, to obey all of God's commandments. That's teach the law. That's what that means. You are a Levite. Okay? It's not, if you're a Levite, you're born into it, in Old Testament speaking. You're born as a Levite, and that's going to be your job. Well, you're a believer. You are born again. And so you are born again. You could say, if you wanted to use the analogy and stretch it, you would say, I'm born again, and I'm born again into the tribe of Levi. I'm now a spiritual leader for my neighborhood, for my community, for my family, for whatever. Okay, you're a spiritual leader. You're born again. You're born again into the tribe of Levi in that sense. All right. Now, you're born again into Christ. If you want to be technical, Jesus was descended of the tribe of Judah. But that's not the point. The point is that you are supposed to be salt and light. God wants his people distributed all over the face of the earth so that his image, which he told from the beginning of creation, fill the earth and multiply, was the commandment given to the image of God, male to male and female. Well, we have filled the earth and multiplied. There are people all over the place, right? The problem is we have filled the earth and multiplied not the image of God, but the corrupted image of God, a sinful image of God. And so when he tells the disciples, which if you're a believer, that he's talking to you, to go and fill the earth with disciples, he's saying, go back over to the earth's already populated with people, but they're sinful people. So now go be born again and go repopulate, go refill the earth and remultiply the new image of God, the renewed image of God, the righteous one, the born-again image of God. Okay, go be a Levite and disciple your community. That's what you would be another way of putting it. It's a biblical principle to fill the earth and multiply. It's a biblical principle to fill the earth with disciples and multiply disciples. And the Levites are an Old Testament format of that. All right. Now the priests, the descendants of Aaron, those are the spiritual leaders of the spiritual leaders. All right. I'm a pastor. If you wanted to, again, to stretch the analogy, you would say, well, the pastors, the church leaders, are in that sense the new descendants of Aaron. And so the calling, my calling as a pastor, is to lead the flock. The flock is you. The flock is the Levites. I'm the spiritual leader of the Levites. The Levites are the spiritual leaders all in every little town, every community, all over the place. All right. So there is a job for all of us to do. And if we are faithful, and God is certainly faithful, if we are faithful to Him, do what He commands us to do, He will empower us. He will give us what we need. And He will give us every place we set the foot of our foot, the sole of our foot, right? Be careful to obey all He's commanded you. Go into all the nations, teach them to obey all He's commanded you. And He'll give it to us. He'll give it, all right? So that's chapter, what are we in, 21? Yeah, that's chapter 21. We'll get into chapter 22. Tomorrow, we covered this in a sermon already. We'll look at it a little more closely about these tribes that go to the east of the side of the Jordan River and how this plays out. And we are moving through the book of Joshua at this point. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And we'll talk to you some more tomorrow.